Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here. Welcome back to Mind Training, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to level up your life. Now, let's be real, relationships can be a beautiful mess, right? We've all been there, that awkward conversation, the misunderstanding that spirals out of control, or the feeling of just not being heard. But guess what? Mindful communication is like a secret weapon to unlock deeper connection and stronger bonds with the people who matter most. Today, we're diving into how to be more present, intentional, and truly understand each other. Think about it. Most of us are so caught up in our own heads, our thoughts, our worries, our to-do lists, that we miss out on the magic happening right in front of us. We might interrupt, jump to conclusions, or react without really listening. But when we practice mindful communication, everything changes. It's about giving each other our undivided attention, truly hearing what's being said, and responding with empathy and understanding. So, let's get practical. Here are 5 key takeaways to upgrade your communication game. First up, active listening is a superpower. You know that feeling when someone really listens to you? It's like a warm hug for the soul. To actively listen, put down your phone, make eye contact, and focus on understanding their words and emotions. Think of it as a mental dance. You're both moving and responding to each other, creating a beautiful flow of connection. Next up, speak with intention. Before you blurt out the first thing that comes to mind, take a deep breath and consider your words carefully. Ask yourself, is this helpful? Is this kind? Even simple phrases like, I hear what you're saying, or tell me more about that, can make a world of difference. Thirdly, embrace vulnerability. It takes courage to open up and share our true feelings, but it's the key to building trust and intimacy. Remember, we're all human, we have fears, insecurities, and doubts. By being vulnerable with each other, we create a safe space where everyone feels seen and accepted. Now, let's talk about nonviolent communication. This means expressing our needs and feelings clearly and respectfully, without blaming or attacking. Instead of saying, "You always make me feel," try, "I feel," "when you." This shifts the focus from judgment to understanding. And trust me, it makes a huge difference in how people respond. Lastly, remember that communication is a two-way street. It's not just about what we say, but also about how we listen and respond. Be patient, be curious, and always strive to understand the other person's perspective. Ever felt like you're talking to a brick wall in a conversation? We've all been there, those moments when words seem to bounce off each other, leaving both parties feeling frustrated and misunderstood. Picture this. You're trying to have a serious conversation with your partner about something important, but they keep interrupting or changing the subject. Frustration starts to build, right? Your heart rate might even quicken, your breathing gets shallow, and before you know it, you're both yelling at each other instead of having a productive discussion. This happens because we often react emotionally rather than thoughtfully. But what if we could change that? What if we approached conversations with the intention of understanding, rather than just being heard? By practicing mindful communication, we can create a space where both parties feel safe to express themselves authentically and honestly. Imagine a conversation where you truly listen to your partner, acknowledge their feelings, and respond with empathy and respect. That's the power of mindful communication. So, how can we make this happen? It starts with being present in the moment. Put away your phone, turn off the TV, and give the other person your undivided attention. Make eye contact, nod your head, and show them that you're genuinely interested in what they have to say. When it's your turn to speak, choose your words carefully. Express your thoughts and feelings clearly, but avoid blaming or attacking. Remember, communication is a two-way street. Be open to hearing different perspectives, even if you don't agree with them. And most importantly, be patient. Building strong relationships takes time and effort. So, we've got some powerful tools for mindful communication in our toolbox: active listening, speaking intentionally, embracing vulnerability, nonviolent communication, and remembering that it's a two-way street. These practices can transform your relationships, bringing more understanding, connection, and joy into your life. Now, go out there and spread the love, one mindful conversation at a time. And remember, you can always join me here on Mind Training for your daily dose of Stoic wisdom. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.